Good evening, everybody. We are back with Julia. Last time, you know, there were so many unanswered questions and Julia had to go. So please get your questions in if you have questions for her. Julia said she has some revelations pertaining to memories, DNA, and Christian B. So these are three of the themes that she is going to share with us in part six. If you've missed the other parts, the links are all in the description box below this video, as are Julia's links. Please support her over on Instagram if you want to reach out and show her some support. We appreciate it. So huge thank you for coming back again, Julia.
Hi, Sean. Hi, everyone. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be here again. I really appreciate it. And yeah. So can I start?
Yeah, please. Which area would you want to talk about first?
I think I would like to start from genetic profile.
Go for it.
Okay, so recently I've got my my genetic profile done in Polish lab, and I would like to show you the results, and also I would like to compare it on live with Madeline's genetic profile. And I would like to show you the recording from interview of Jerry and Kate, where Jerry said a little bit about Madeline's DNA. So, Ron, I will put a heart now under the picture that you can show. So give me a moment.
Well, this is going to be fascinating because I haven't seen any of this yet either. So yeah, you're going to get my natural reaction to this.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. This could be one of the biggest Julia moment,
because you've seen it wrong, haven't you?
The one picture.
Yeah, I've been. Do you know what? I'm just going to let this play out, and then we'll talk about it afterwards, because this is wild.
Okay.
So, no, I was talking to Sean. Here we go. This should be. Here we are, Julia.
So, can you make it closer?
I certainly can.
So this is. I hit. Sorry.
I made it. There we go.
I hid parts of DNA that I don't share with Madeline. So these parts that are highlighted with the yellow color show the parts of DNA that I share, alleles that I share in the same genes. And now I'd like to show you Madeline's genetic profile. One second, I will put a heart under the picture.
That's okay.
All right, so before you move on from this, Julia, what exactly does this mean? Because I'm no expert in these things.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
I'm sure the viewers are probably wondering what it means as well.
Yeah.
Okay, one second. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. So on the left, these numbers and letters on the left, not lower. Lower. Yeah, this one, this yellow. Things show Lochi, it means like genes, and the things on the right side is numbers. One number comes from one parent, second number comes from second parent, and these are alleles that are inside this locus, this gene that is on the left. I mean, this is how I understand it, and I read about it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I regret that I didn't make a comparison picture between picture and the second picture on the same, like, picture. But, okay, Ron, can you show the second one?
Yep, I got 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Just...
I said I hit parts that simply don't match, but I will explain it very soon.
So we've got three that are hearted. Is it the one that's directly underneath the voice messages, or the one directly underneath that?
Oh, the two. 1 second, I'll show you.
Hang on, is it this one?
I will put like under this.
Oh yeah, I see. A nice one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
So now we have to move from this to the other one again. I mean, can you make it closer? So we have D3, and we have 16, and I don't see 18, I guess. I can see.
Yeah, 16 and 18.
Okay. Now, can you show my gene profile again?
Yeah, sure can.
We have to find the three. I have 18 and 17. So I share one parent in this locus, I mean, in this gene. So I share one allele that Madeline has in her alleles in the same gene as she has. I don't know if you understand. Wow.
So these are basically parental markers, 16, 17, and 18. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, 16 and 18 is, I'm not sure how to explain it, but it's like the most repeated number in gene.
Okay, I'm with you.
And one comes from one parent, second comes from the second parent.
I'm with you. Okay. And the presence of those genes repeating themselves are what people factor in to be parental identification almost. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. I'm not, but that's how I understand this.
Okay.
And I read about it. Can we go, I don't hear anything in this second one. Can we go lower?
Yes.
Amelo is like that we are both female. So can you show the second picture of genetic profile of Madeline? I mean, this the other one that I put like on.
This one or this one?
No. This one, yeah.
Hang on. All right.
So can you make it closer? Thank you. So now we have the 8 and we have 13 and 15. And now could you show my genetic profile? And the 8, we are looking for the 8. It's somewhere lower probably. I can't see. Can you see?
This one? Is this one you're talking about, right?
The 8. No, lower. You have to find the 8. Yeah, here, 11 and 15. So I share 15.
Oh, D8, you mean. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Do you share 11 and 15? Yeah, everyone, this is complicated, so you just need to sort of bear with us, right? No. So,
playing slowly. So
yeah, so here we are here.
Yes.
13 and 15.
That's Maddie, right? And then that's Julia.
11, 15.
I have 11, 15, so I share one other from one parent, only 15. And
Rhonda, we're getting there. You just gotta power through with us, Rhonda. Everyone just stay focused.
Okay. So the 8 and some other numbers is a locus, so it's like a gene in a chromosome. I'm not sure in which one, probably 8, I'm not sure. And Madeline has probably 13 and 15. And this means that, as far as I know, this means that these numbers are most repeated in her locus in this part of chromosome.
Okay.
And I have the same one number, 15. So I share one of the two numbers that are from parents. So I share, like, I don't know how to explain it. One number comes from mother and second number comes from dad. It's like, you know what I mean?
I do.
Okay.
So if we're to go by what your analysis is of this, effectively you could have a genetic parental marker that is the same genetic parental marker as Madeline McCann.
Yes, and I also think we can show after these pictures, we can show what ChatGPT said, because ChatGPT explained very well, probably better than I'm trying to explain. Okay.
Julie. You got a viewer asking where you got this information about Madeline from?
It's in PJ files, Portuguese police files. They're published.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You love a guest that comes prepared for the difficult questions, Sean. Love it.
Well done, Julia. Yeah.
Love it.
Can you now, Ron, show Madeline's second page of the profile again?
Yes.
It's TV. 1, and we have 29 and 30.
Yep, right here.
Could you now show my D21?
Yes, now that I understand the language, we're going to fly through this. D21 is here.
Yeah, and we have 30 and 32.2, so I share 30. So again, I share one allele from one, I share allele from one parent in the same gene. That's how I understand this. And that's how ChatGPT explained it to me.
Yeah, if anyone else has got a weird feeling in the pit of their stomach, that's perfectly natural when you get closer and closer to the end of a massive, massive conspiracy.
Julia, Rhonda wants to know how you feel about these numbers.
Excited.
Excited.
Yeah, excited. I'm excited because, well, ChatGPT told me that it looks like me and Madin are siblings or half siblings. But I want to show you, after all these pictures, I want to show you a video of Jerry talking about DNA profile of Madin McCann, because he said that Madin's profile was mixed with all of their DNA samples because everyone was like in apartment and, you know, car. And that's how I understand this. I mean, I might be wrong about what Jerry said because it could be like maybe other DNA, but still, he said that it's mixed with their DNA. So it looks like, and I showed it to Ron, it looks like, that her profile could be not only her. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, he uses exactly what Julia's using as evidence for something. He's using this as the exact same thing as a reason for why Madeline's DNA obviously would be present in a car if we're her parents, sort of thing. And if that's the case, then we're looking at some very interesting results from Julia's findings right here.
Definitely very interesting results. You've got another tough question here, Julia, from Sandra. Shouldn't you match every single marker if you are Madeline?
Where is this question?
It's from Sandra. Julie does not match every single marker, so does that mean she's not Madeline? Because every single one should match between the two DNA samples.
About now, there are three options now. First option is that, as Jerry McCann said, Madeline would match only a part of DNA profile because DNA comes from all of them. I mean, because this is how he explained it. I will show the video very soon.
Yeah.
Ron. The other option is that, like, look, this is large cover-up from police. I wouldn't be surprised if they would change something. And third option is that I'm not Madeline, but I know what I remember, so.
Well,
okay.
Also, there's got to be a fourth option here, because if you're coming back with genetic hits that tie in, I mean, if that's our understanding of this, and I would love for anybody who can help us shed more light on this, to get in contact with the show, because it seems to me like we're seeing genetic markers pop up here that tell a story. We just don't know which story it is, Julia. And it seems like you're taking more steps forward that are pulling results up that shouldn't be there. People are acting in ways they shouldn't be acting. And it seems to be like that across the board, episode by episode, when we do this. There never seems to be a sense of normality in the findings or the way that people conduct themselves. And this is just another one of those, and it's mind-blowing.
I also have to say that my results from Polish Lab were so late. I was waiting so long. It was supposed to be earlier. I called them every day in 1 week when they were late. And the woman was answering my calls, and she was telling me that she would call me back the same day, and she never did. And then I emailed them once, and they replied to me, but when the results were ready. So, one second. Jaśminka, przestań. Jaśminka.
Yeah, who knows as well. When we tie in as well, and I'm just going to throw some tinfoil hats.
Sorry.
If we were to tie in Gary's findings, right, with McCann businesses and businesses that Julia's mother runs, and the findings where things have been linked in to human transportation and all of this, we have to then sort of put out there the possibility that there could be a massive story here that none of us can even comprehend with to why Julia could be related to Maddie, could be Maddie, or anything in between. The genetics are where we're at, and we need to really get a grip of understanding them fully. Julia has done an incredible job, but I would love to see from our viewers any specialists or experts who haven't got any clear signals of being taken, who would be happy to take payouts or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? No suspiciousness.
Every time people doubt Julia, she just comes back with even stronger information.
Yep.
It's absolutely mind-blowing what we're seeing right now. And I can't wait to see the rest. What else we got?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to I just wanted to say, to finish my last sentence, that the other option is that not, I mean, because I gave one option as a cover up, because they I see as the British police as people who try to cover up the story. I mean, I might be wrong, but I'm just saying my thoughts. So I was waiting so long for results. Yeah. It's also weird because results were supposed to be like a week like earlier. So, and I was waiting and I was calling them and they were like telling me they will call me back and they never did. So it's kind of interesting, but okay. So maybe we should go further.
Yep, and sure.
Check D19. My genetic profile shows 12 and 14 as far as I can see it well, I guess.
Yeah, 12 and 14, D19.
And 14. Now could you show, please, Martin's DNA profile?
I sure can. D19. Here we are. We're getting good at this.
Ask me, is the Polish lab official DNA Polish lab? No, it's not Polish lab, but it's Polish lab.
Polish, yeah.
I have signature from lab. It's I can. I mean, I can show you the whole document if you want. I don't mind. Okay, and we have D19, 13, 14 in Madeline's genetic profile. So I share again one L from one parent. Because one allele comes from one parent, second one from the other parent. In the same gene, we share allele 14.
I mean, these are a lot of numbers that are repeating people. I just want to make everyone sort of bring your attention to that.
I want to say something because Kimberly said that would be great if Julia was smiling, but PDF file, Bruckner told his cellmate who pretended to be a PDF that he kidnapped a girl from Algarve. Okay, I want to say that media said lots of lies about me last year. So many lies. And people believe these lies and still believe. Like, confession, we don't know if it's... I mean, I'm not denying, but we don't know if it's true. I mean, we don't know if someone didn't pay to the cellmate, or even we don't know if this is not made up. I mean, just this is just my opinion, but...
I agree with you. There's definitely room for counterintelligence and propaganda within this story, everybody. It doesn't mean that your opinions are wrong. It doesn't mean that you've misheard something. It just means, really, when every single step is taken with Julia and there's a legal, like, legal individual or a system in place that should conduct themselves one way, they for some reason decide to U-turn and do the opposite of what's expected every time Julia is involved. So just keep an open mind with all.
It's also interesting that when I published this DNA and the genetic profile of me and Madeline, a few hours later, the whole internet was talking about Christian B. and his confession. Just a few hours later.
Oh, yeah, that's not suspicious at all.
I've read a book about Christian B. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, scary, so...
scary guy.
But I mean, as far as I know, he did many crimes, but he didn't admit, he never admitted he abducted Malian McCann.
As far as I know, most of the things he's being held in prison for are based off one guy's eyewitness testimony to something that apparently he then sold to someone. It's a whole, anyway, that's not why we're here, but it's a weird one, Christian. We did our McCann theories episode all about it. Go and check that out after this. But listen, carry on with what, which is the next image, Julia?
FGA, I have 20 and 24 alleles in gene FGA. Could you show this gene in Malvin's profile?
Yeah, one second. FGA. FG, here we go.
2020.2 and 24. So I share again one allele in the same gene, the same allele. And I think that's all. Can you show my genetic profile? Okay.
Yeah.
AMG is amyloid. I mean, it shows just that we are both girls. So that's all, I guess. D2, sure. Did we show D2? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to say, what are your thoughts, guys?
I wish I was smarter than I am. That's what my thoughts are, because all of this is... Like, we're looking at these numbers. They all mean something. They all make sense that if you've got identifying markers and share it with someone, that they would be prevalent from the parents.
But, someone said, how do we know the results are legit? I can now send to Ron the whole document, and Ron can show you the whole document from the Polish lab, and you can translate it if you want. Can I do this?
I think what I'll do, Julia, as well, is I'll probably make a download page on my website for people for a lot of this stuff, if this is all public, because I think people quite enjoy flicking through a document as they're going along with this. So we'll maybe talk about me doing that. But send me absolutely anything you want, absolutely. But
I mean, I'm just saying that you can show it now on the show, if the whole document, I think, is a good idea. Because some people question. Okay, give me like 1 minute.
Okay.
So while Julia does that, then we'll take a commercial break.
Sure.
Let's get the old, what is it? NordVPN, is it? Yeah. So this podcast is brought to you with sponsor NordVPN. Not only is it super secure with NordVPN, but if you want to watch something, if you're in a foreign country, for example, I've got my podcast, my documentary coming out with Sammy the Bull in September 26 in America. If you're in the UK, you can't see it here. Use the VPN, NordVPN. It will get you in and you'll be able to watch it. As you can see, I've got my VPN on the United States presently. The most VPN providers are offering online threat protection, but when you look closely, it's just simple DNS filtering. NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro offers advanced digital protection from malware and online threats. If you're downloading a file and you're worried that something is attached to it, Threat Protection Pro checks it for malware. For a while, I couldn't click on any links. It was driving me mad. My channel got hacked when I clicked on a false sponsored ad link, and I lost my channel for days. Well, I think that was crashing then for some reason. All right, let's get, is Julia ready?
Not yet. I need to hide my address.
All right, keep looking. So guys, this is episode number 6 with Julia. And if you've missed the previous 5 mind-blowing episodes, links for them all are in the description box below this video. Starts out just grip from the get-go, whereby Julia plays the call with Operation Grange. You've got this cantankerous cop totally looking down on Julia, snubbing her, saying he doesn't have the £50 or £100 or whatever it costs after they spent bloody millions to get a DNA test, and doesn't want to give her the time of day in the slightest. He's just an absolute arrogant, snarky person. But yeah, if you do go back to episode 1 and listen to that phone call, because prior to that, all I heard about Julia was she was a crackpot. She was in the news as someone who was mentally ill, who'd made all these fake claims and had turned around and admitted she'd make these fake claims and apologized, when actually none of that was true. And over the course of these episodes, you will find that Julia is a very intelligent, honest person. As someone put in the chat earlier, Julia would be an excellent private investigator. And we have learned that she is not a crazy person. She's very compos mentis. She's at the forefront of this case. She's done everything possible within reason, within the limits of her resources, to show her side of the story. And today, within the limits of her resources, she's at it again. All right, Julia, you're back?
Yeah, I'm back. Ron, you probably can see the lower picture that is now. You can see the signature, but can you show the first page and this that you are showing now, but with signature? This is the, I want to hide the company, but okay, never mind. Okay. So can you go lower?
Hang on a second. Is it?
And people can make a screen and translate. It's totally legit. It has signature. It's from lab, DNA lab. So
this one here.
Yeah, this is signature. Okay, so it's legit. If you don't believe me, it's legit.
Oh yeah, it's definitely legit. It's definitely legit. Like absolutely, it is. The paperwork is right here, and for those of you, like I say, it's difficult to doubt somebody who's so well prepared. But we do encourage everyone to push back and ask your questions, because that's
how No, it is ledge. I can. I don't have anything else to. How I don't know how else can I prove it to you, Joanna, because I showed you all of you the results.
Don't worry about Joanna. All right. Sometimes people are sometimes in the grand scheme of the truth, and when it comes down to situations like this, we've got to focus. We've got to stay focused because there's so many individuals that can derail things. Yeah.
Okay, Ron, can you show now the video of Jerry talking with, because we have 30 minutes, 25 minutes, yeah, and I want to talk about two things or three things.
Okay, so
video of Jerry.
Yeah, I'm going to grab it now. If you know where it is and can relink it, I'm scrolling up through hundreds of files. Oh, wait, I've got it. I can family interview. Is it this one? Yeah, I think it is. It's the McCann family interview one. I'll just download it once.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's fine.
What kind of court document, Buzzy B, DZB?
Busy B has been suspended a few times. Busy B needs to get less busy.
All right, here we go. This is the one. All right, pay attention, everyone. This one's an absolute banger. You want me to play it now, Julian?
Could you show me what ChatGPT said before we'll play it? Because I forgot. I will put Harris under the picture. Sorry, I forgot. Someone reminded
me. Yeah, that's fine, of course.
Wait a second.
But if anybody knows anyone who's written books on genetics, studies genetics, has anything to do with DNA, if they're scientists, please get them to contact the show. Because we could really use an extra set of eyes to corroborate this. I'm trying to find some people on Facebook who've written books about this and trying to get them to do a blind analysis.
Done.
So they don't know who they're actually looking at to see if we can get these results. All right, I'm going through it now, Julia. There we are. Parental data for one person. Okay.
Just for you to know, so you don't have to.
All right, because only one partial genetic data for one person, we can make fully conclusive determination. If more loci were available for comparison, it would provide a clearer picture. Was this the one, Julia?
Yeah.
We're going to go through all of these. Hang on. Sibling comparison as well. Full siblings share would share on average 50% of their alleles because they inherit one allele at each locus from each parent. Is that right?
Yeah. And now the other one.
All right. Girl has receipts and we love it. Here we go. Okay. One person, 14 and 15. I remember those numbers. Second person, 18 and 19. No overlap here, which does not support a close relationship for locus.
The other one? Please. Because it will be just an explanation of all these things.
Hang on. I've lost. Hang on. That's one. That's two.
One of the viewers has said there's a scientist on YouTube called Crinkle with a K who would come on if we contacted him about this.
Idea.
For science! Both individuals are XX, indicating that they're both biologically female, but this locus does not contribute to sibling determination.
Okay, what is lower?
Next one. Yeah. This one. One person, 12 and 13, second person, 14 and 16. No matching alleles here, which again weakens the case for full siblings. D19, one person, 13, 14, second person, 12, 14. Both share 14, supporting the possibility of a relationship. Just to be clear, in any reality that we've been told by mainstream news, nothing should be coming back as a hit with Julia and the McCanns. I just want to make this clear, right?
Just to be clear,
if we were to believe the mainstream narrative, nothing should be adding up here, all right? I know this is complicated. Okay, I know this is complicated, but nothing should be coming back. Sorry, Julia.
I also want to say that because I don't match all else, it doesn't mean that I'm not her, because still there is large cover up. Yep. So, yeah.
I mean, are you honestly telling me in the side chat you're at the stage in 2094 where you're willing to give the elites and the powers that be the benefit of the doubt? Because I'm a little bit, maybe I'm a little bit more cynical than you, okay? But I'm just saying. Right, so we've got this next one up here, Julia. They are all, they're all a few shared alias, I know I'm butchering this, alias, such as the ones on screen here. This overlap suggests that there could be a family relationship. There shouldn't be any chance, people who are doubting us in the side chat, there should be uncomfortably no way for this to possibly be the outcome. Just so you know.
Is there any other picture from ChatGPT that I
put? One second. The data suggests that you could be half siblings. Half siblings share one parent, so they would share fewer aliens compared to full siblings. Are you reading this, people? Are you reading this? I'm just saying, right? I'm fully invested in this now, to the point where anything is possible. Okay. Are we talking about some weird, like, McCann family farming scenario here? Are we talking about a twisted, sordid, like, operation going on? Because if you can explain to me how random girl from Poland, right, can somehow subsequently maybe be half siblings to the biggest missing case of a missing child in the world ever, and not be sitting there going, wait a second, that's all I'm saying.
Credit to Julia for managing to surprise us every time she comes on with something new.
So, a video of Jerry, please.
Hang on.
I want to say about call with Kate, and I want to show the recording with police from Portuguese police, and we have limited time.
Yeah, this is, again, let's go. Lisa B, you're trying to get Ron's attention. Okay, 1 second. Oh, okay, let's just play this video.
And I want to be absolutely clear about these things. You know, there's two aspects. We didn't hire that car for 3.5 weeks until after Madeline was taken. And the second aspect is there's no DNA match. You know, when you see the files, there's a mixed sample of DNA that comes from 5 people. And all they say that some of it matched Madeline's. But, of course, all of our DNA matches Madeline's. And to be fair, you know, it was incredibly frustrating from the time we were our Guido through to the file being closed the following July. But the prosecutor's final report was very clear, actually, and unequivocal that, you know, there was no evidence that Madeline was dead and there was no evidence that we were involved. But certain people have chosen to ignore that information.
So I want to say that someone said she didn't look anything like what she, Madeline McCann, would look like. How do we know how Madeline McCann would look like if there is no progression of Madeline as an adult?
So then what we'd have to compare you to her siblings, right? Oh, yeah, there's nothing familiar there at all. Nothing at all that you could say is familiar or looks similar genetically. Nothing at all. It's honestly, I'm so past trying to convince people that you look like the members of the McCanns. Like, I'm sorry if I'm being a little bit grumpy this evening with you people, but we're on episode 6 now. You got to get with this, all right? You got to get caught up. You got to go watch some stuff. All right, Julia.
Could you show the other picture of Emily?
Yes. Can you heart it for me, please?
Yeah, I can. Wait a second.
Bear with me, everybody. There is a whack of stuff here.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Please.
Yep, got it.
Support Julia on her Instagram, link in description box.
Yes, I think this picture is interesting. And yeah, I wanna. I know I can't show you this recording, but Ron and Sean heard this recording, so they can confirm it's Kate.
Oh yeah.
So Recently, I've had the possibility to call Kate M. I can't say this her name, unfortunately. And I mean, she said hello twice, so I know it's her. And Ron heard it too, so he can confirm. And I asked her if she could do the test with me, and then I never lied, and she hung up the call. This recording is available on my Instagram. I didn't know that it's illegal to publish it. I will have to delete it. So if you want to see it, you can do this past an hour later, because I will delete it today probably.
Yeah, I would go and check it out, but it's an interesting one. Can I show the picture of you and Kate?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right.
I also want to say very important thing. Listen, if don't worry, I mean, I have number case number for even a long time. I called her before. There was always a voicemail. Once she answered the call, and she said she didn't say anything. I was talking. She was listening. Yeah, the time yesterday she answered the call. But what I want to say is that if I would be just an unknown person for her, like you know, imagine that someone is calling you sometimes, that someone calls you sometimes, that someone publishes your pictures, tries to like prove some information, and you can say that this person is a stalker in some way. You can say it, okay? Because this person is calling you, is talking about you, blah blah. Why didn't she report me to the police? Why didn't she block my number? Why didn't she change her number? Like, I don't understand this part of the story. Yeah. So I just want to say, what do you think about it? Because if someone would call me and I would not know this person, and if someone would record some voicemails and I would not know this person still, and I would know that this person would talks about me a lot in the internet, I would just block or this person and change a number, or report the stalker maybe. But she never did this, did it? So I know.
All right. Well, we're just because we're getting pushed for time, Julia. Do you want to play one of the recordings?
Yeah, I want to play recording.
We've got 20 something minutes left.
So I believe the first file is the 4 minute long one, right?
The first recording is with first Portuguese police officer.
Okay, so one of the files is 1 minute 44 and one is 3 minutes 59.
So this is this longer one.
The longer one. That's fine. That's what I thought. All right, so here we go. It's another classic Julia recording. And do you want to prefix what we're about to hear, or do you just want to play through and you can tell me what you're starting to stop?
Just a call. Police officer from Portugal, from Peach.
What's the date? When was this one? Today.
Yeah.
Hot off the press, I do believe is the terminology.
I was prepared.
Yeah. Yep. It updates very quickly. Does the amount of evidence that Julia has? I have to say. All right, you can let me know when to stop and start this. Sean's just trying to deal with this. Right, here we go, Julie. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Right.
Hello, can you speak English?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm Julia Vandal, the girl who said in last year she might be Madeleine McCann, and I have now my genetic profile done, and it matches genetic profile published on PJ Files.
Mm-hmm.
So British police refused to help me. And Polish police refused to help me. And I'm asking you for help because I have evidence from lab. So what can I do?
Wait a moment, okay?
Okay, no problem. Hello, someone passed me to you. Can you speak English?
If you can speak Laura, yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm Julia Van Wild. Please don't hang up the call. The girl who said last year she thinks she might be Madeleine McCann. There was no DNA between Jerry and Kate. And this month, I received my genetic profile from Polish laboratory. And it matches lots of parts from DNA profile from Madeleine McCann. I wonder if you can help me because I have a proof such as genetic profile. I can send you. I send you lots of other information through email, but no one.
Julia Mando.
Yes. Have... Yes.
Okay. This is not a topic to speak over the phone. You have to take other ways to talk with the police. Understand? Or an email or something.
I send an email. Like send many
letter,
emails.
A letter. So you have to wait for the answer.
Honest to God.
Understand? I'm just here to the public. I cannot help you anyway.
Can you understand? Contact me with anyone who can help me then?
I don't know who would.
All right, I need to just stop you here for a second, Julia. This is the police you're meant to be speaking to here, right? Yeah,
Portuguese police.
Yeah, who apparently have referred you to the one guy who started his job today and has terrible training because he doesn't know... This isn't the way to communicate this to the police. I don't understand. Can we just read?
I don't understand it either because I send emails to Portuguese police.
Yes, and... you did. Let's just read over this.
You have to wait for the answer. Ways to talk with the police. Understand? Or an email or something.
I send an email. Like send many emails.
You have to find a different way to talk to the police. Uh-huh. Brilliant. Let's just do the whole 999 system through emails. I mean, that sounds like a great idea. There's no logic to this. Let's carry on, though.
So you have to wait for the answer. Understand? I'm just here to the public. I cannot help you anyway.
Can you understand? Contact me with anyone who can help me then?
I don't know who would. So you have to send a letter or something like that.
I sent email 2 months ago.
So you have to wait for an answer or try again, I don't know.
Can I come to Portugal and speak with someone? Could someone then treat me seriously, please? If I will come there, would someone speak with me?
I don't know, Julia. I don't know. That's not...
please, I mean...
I can't tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it's what I was saying, that it's not something I can help you with. In here, you understand? You're speaking
I understand.
A police officer, I'm not a director or something like that. So I cannot give
you... Where can I get a number to director?
You cannot have a number.
Okay. Do you know how can I contact Gonzalo Amaral? Do you know how can I contact the person who investigated this case in the past, Gonzalo Amaral?
I don't know him. But okay. What you have to do, if you think you have something, you have to somehow prove it.
Okay. So okay, I understand. But do
documentation, those type of things.
Okay. Do you think that writing a letter is better than email?
Of course.
Okay, can I write it in English or it has to be in Portuguese?
You can write in English.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll do this. Thank you for your help.
I'll send it to the court directly. I don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. You helped me. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Oh, man. Why do I feel like every time Julia makes a phone call, someone loses their job in a department somewhere, right? I feel like as soon as they type in Julia's name, alarms just go off in the precinct. Because that was tomfoolery. That was shenanigans. Poppycock.
Did you notice he knew who she was right away?
Yes. That's because the fucking alarm went off. The big Julia spring went off with the warning sign went off in the department.
He didn't know who the lead cop on the case was, but he knew who Julia was.
Oh, man. It's just so ridiculous. Like, I'm sorry to be laughing, Julia, right? I'm sorry to be laughing because
I'm laughing too.
I'm just coping with it.
It's just crazy.
Can someone, if anyone's watching, if you get a call from Julia, can you just do your job properly? Just anyone at all, please, Please, can we just have one person do their job properly? I'm sure if you
were going to the pizza right now,
they'd screw that up too, Julia. That's all I'm saying. There's something going on.
I just don't understand why is it so hard for police, I don't mind, British, German, Portuguese. I messaged German police today. Police, why can't they just do DNA tests with me, between me, Jerry, and Kate? Like, what's the problem? If I am not Madeline, I can pay for this DNA. I believe people will help me. I also can save money. I think that it's so weird and so suspicious that they don't want to do the DNA test, because if I'm just Julia Vandel, no Madeline McCann, not at all. What's the problem of doing DNA test? It would be no match.
Exactly.
The same with
if you're just Julia, why are those numbers appearing? Why are so many numbers on the DNA and stuff? I'm not an expert, but there's a lot of numbers that match, and I'm pretty sure that means something. Okay. And it just seems to be going on and on and on and on and on. So listen, for the people in the side chat who sort of are getting to the point now where they're like, okay, well, maybe I don't believe she's Maddie, but I believe there's a cover up. I just want to say, for those of you who are turning that corner, congratulations. You're seeing the bigger picture. You don't have to, we don't all have to agree, but we can agree there's something going on, right? So once we figure that out, we can all argue amongst ourselves. But Julia, there's so many ways that things could have happened for Julia to be Maddie that we've covered again on all of the series. And you just have to be along for the ride now, everyone, because we're getting close to something. I don't know what it is. Probably us all getting food poisoning one night, waking up in an odd place, and the story will get buried. But that's just life on YouTube, right? But where's next, Julia? Do you want me to play this next recording?
I think it's important because it shows then Madeline McCann case isn't anymore in Portugal. I don't know if you know about it. We can show it. It's just short, 1 minute, so we can show it.
It's not. What's the call and what's the date?
Today.
Who are you speaking to today, Julia?
I was speaking with Metropolitan Police. I was speaking with Portuguese court, but woman said that she will not speak with me because she didn't understand English. So when I asked her, can you speak English? No. Can you speak to someone who speaks English? No.
Okay, yeah, that's this call. I remember this one.
This is everyone.
Keep in mind, okay, how everyone's been so professional when dealing with Julia right up to this point. And let's just hear this next.
I mean, this is not this call with no. This is the other one. But you can show it still.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Hello, can you speak English?
A little bit, just a little bit.
Okay. Can you pass me to someone who can speak English well? Because I need to speak about important case.
I will try to understand you, okay?
Okay, thank you. So it's about Madeline McCann case.
Sorry?
It's about Madeline McCann case.
Your Kim.
McCann. Madeline McCann.
Yeah.
Missing child. Okay. So I will try to speak slowly. I got my genetic profile, my DNA profile, and it matches lots of Lochi in Madeline's DNA profile, and no one wants to help me. Can you help me? Because British police.
This file is in the courthouse.
I mean, I'm talking that Madeline's McCann DNA profile is published in pjfiles.com.
No, I'm saying that that case, we no longer have that case. That's with the court of Putimo.
Which court?
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah, which court?
Putimo.
Okay, I'll call them. Thank you.
Yeah, we understand you, bitch. All right, dial it back. All right. Let me just play that last bit again.
No, I'm saying that that case, we no longer have that case. That's with the court of Futimo.
Which court?
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah, which court?
Portimão.
Okay, I call them. Thank you.
I just said Pokemon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Right. Okay, Julia, just take us through that. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, and when I called the court, the woman couldn't speak with me because she didn't know English. So she was like, no, no, no. So I wrote an email to this court today. I did many things today. I wrote an email to court. I wrote an email to German prosecutor. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you're on fire, man.
I wrote a request for the Interpol page. I did.
All right.
I'm serious. I did it.
You're freaking badass. Okay, you're badass. All I can hear now is the word Pokemon every time we play that. I'm so sorry.
I just want to say that it's so suspicious because many people base on media slides when they talk about me and Madeline McCann case. So I would like really to ask you, all of you, the people who are here, to not look at what media said because it's so weird. And another interesting thing, someone said the 23andMe CEO resigned, all of them. I want to say that the only one that was still there a few days ago was Polish. I mean, Polish surname was there. You can check it. As far as I remember, it was Wyciski surname. It's Polish. So just for you to know, it's another interesting thing. And reminder, Thea did, as she said, 23andMe with me. So interesting. And they all resigned now.
Listen. So just to recap, we've got number indications across the DNA that under artificial intelligence running its wisdom over it has identified the possibility of relation between Julia and the McCanns, allegedly. Anyone who's an expert in this, please reach out, because I think this is massive. I think the way that police in Portugal handled everything is just testament once again to the fishiness. It seems to not ever end at all with this.
If they have nothing to hide, just do this DNA test with me. I mean, I'm talking about the police. If they, why do they refuse? If there is, if Madeline is dead, or if I'm not Madeline, then do DNA test and prove that I'm not her. Like, it's so easy. Just you take me to the police, we are, you taking our swaps and DNA is done and results in 1 month. Well,
and for a totally separate project, if anyone can get me a hairbrush used by any of the McCann family members, there's an Amazon gift voucher in it for you for a totally separate project. Okay, guys, nothing to do with this, totally separate. But yeah, I'm just saying we need to do something. Something needs to happen. All right, because it we're getting, every step forward we take, it's like suspicion, more suspicion, the way things are being handled. What do you think, Sean? Where's your spidey sense?
I think that Julia wanted to talk about Christian B next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted, but we have to finish right now because you said we have 1 hour.
Yeah, no, we've still got another 10 minutes.
Okay. You managed to get that.
So maybe we'll make like another part, because I wanted to talk about Christian B regarding my memories too. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember him, but I just wanted to mention something that he mentioned, and I wanted to talk about memories. So it would be like another 1 hour. So maybe we can make it like another day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely. Yeah,
and if you want to do that week, do this week, Julie, I'll happily, even if Sean's busy, I'll happily make sure that I'm available for you.
Okay, so we will chat about it on WhatsApp.
Yeah, all right. You all right with that, Sean?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, nice.
Let me just...
Now, what's coming up next, Sean?
So next up, we have got Dr. Das coming on tonight at 8, talking about Diddy's callous personality type.
Okay.
He is a forensic psychiatrist. And before that, we have got the latest headlines pertaining to Diddy, and one publication has done a deep dive on Diddy and Will Smith. Also, the news that Diddy is off suicide watch, been moved. So What's after this video, right away, we're going to go in with the Diddy stuff.
Can I say something very fast?
Of course.
Julia.
Okay, because someone mentioned Dr. Mark Perlin. Sean, there was a DNA expert who offered to do DNA profile for free on the samples found in apartment 5A. Reach out to him. He's American, I believe. I reached out to him. I called him, his assistant, him many times. I sent an email. They told me they can help me for free, of course, but I will have to pay for this, all of this, but they basically can't help me. But if I would pay, maybe then. But also, I wanted to speak with him lots of times.
Yeah.
And the assistant told me he will call me back. He will call me back. She took my number. Dr. Mark Pelling will call you back. And he never called me back.
Well, let me just say something side chat. Maybe in a conspiracy that could be this big, maybe don't name the people you want Julia to speak to publicly in the side chat. Maybe just ping her an email or ping us an email and then keep the names quiet and let's see if we apply that coding update to the algorithm that we conduct ourselves in. If Julia gets any responses, because I'm just saying, if this is as big as this could possibly be, it wouldn't be out of the question to say that anybody who's publicly named as someone who may support Julia or help them might get shot down. And I'm not saying that's the case. I'm not saying I'm a crazy conspiracist. I'm just saying, this is fishy, and we've got to assume that every aspect is fishy. So that's
one person.
If people haven't looked at the last five episodes we've done with Julia and the journey she's taken us on, and how every week she's come and answered everyone's questions and provided more and more evidence. Some people are asking the same old questions. Go over the previous five episodes, and it is just absolutely mind blowing.
Someone said Julia is too old to be Madeline. I'm only 2 years older. The 2 years difference is easy to hide. Like, do you really believe that abductor took Madeline's passport, checked her date of birth, and then gave her away or whatever under the same full name and same date of birth?
I'm just saying. If I'm a trafficker of young individuals, the first thing I'm doing is changing your birthday and your name, right? I mean, I'm just putting it out there. It doesn't make much sense to keep things like a birthday and a real name even remotely close to a trafficked individual. And you've definitely got a couple of years either way that you can get away with how someone looks. So it's food for thought, because, again, we cannot trust any of these powers that be. I'm just saying.
I have to go, guys. I have one person, but thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, Sean and Ron. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thank you,
thanks for coming
everyone,
on, Julia,
for supporting me.
Thank you for coming on. Well, can't wait to see episode 7.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
All right. Cheers. Do you have anything to say, Ron, before I sign off?
No, mate. Just tune in for all the Diddy goodness. Bye. We're here at the Daily Show and all
right, guys. Stay tuned for Diddy. All right, guys, stay tuned for Diddy Headlines and then Dr. Das at 8.